Hey guys, welcome back to the basement. It's your host, Valerie.
It's Michael.
Zach.
Simon. Hey, it's Cece.
It's Jalen.
Yeah, and we're back with another show. So guys, how's everything been? How's it, well, exams aren't yet, right?
No.
Still just ducky papers?
Yeah,
this one paper is like giving me anxiety. I cannot wait for Tuesday to be over. But don't you guys feel like the semester's going too fast?
Yeah,
it should be strong.
I'm not mad.
Yeah,
no, but like,
oh, it's not enough time to do anything though.
No, but I'm talking about final year students. Like, isn't it like touching you a little bit? Like, we're almost done.
That's what I wanted though.
You actually, you're ready to cut?
Yes.
You're ready to do the digital dash?
Yo, really think, okay, I'm not gonna talk badly about it. Really think about it. You want to be, they're very good at keeping you here longer if they want to. And you don't want to fall into that trap just because of the fact that, like, it's kind of like how they set it up, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so, like, just try to get out as fast as you can.
But you're not going to miss the experience.
Obviously, like, the freedom that comes with the land,
yeah,
and everything.
Oh, I can't go back. I can't. Like, I'm actually dreading it because, well, anyways, that's a topic for another day. But let's get straight into this topic. We got to talk about it. Like, I didn't put it down, but I have to talk about the whole Danny Lay and the baby issue. What y'all think about it? First of all, who do you think is wrong in that situation? Is it the baby or Danny?
I mean, personally, like, there's no, like, Danny Lay is in the wrong, because, like, I don't think personally, like, he's stupid because, like, you don't go on live saying the girl that you lives in your crib, you pay her, like, you literally pay everything, you have a whole kid with her, and you call her, you know what I'm saying? Like,
a side chick.
Exactly. So it just doesn't make sense personally, but at the same time, like, there's been, like, other instances where, like, he has, like, seen, like, photos of, like, her with, like, other guys, but, you know, it's still, like, an L on him personally, but.
Wait, so she's cheated on him before?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Cheated, but like allegedly, but it's not been proven.
I did not know that.
Why still do people cheat and then it, like, why don't we just break up with the person and they keep going back and forth?
Girl, I wish I knew. I wish I could actually answer like why people do that, but I don't know. Like, personally, I feel two sides. Like, a part of me feels like Danny like was in the wrong because at the same time, she was low-key the side chick, if you really think about it. She was, though. Like, how did you get the man?
What do you mean?
Like, he was with his baby mama.
Really?
Yeah. And then he cheated on the baby mama with you.
Oh, I
yeah.
That
and then it was, like, honest.
She messed up.
You know?
Just did what?
Like, and that's why the baby mama was just like, you're a bird. I don't care. Good for you. But, like, low-key at the same time, the baby, he's grimy because she had her baby in her hands feeding your child, and you're saying, yeah, both of you got to get up out of here.
Yeah.
Like, he actually deserves to, he's mod for that. Like, he actually needs to, like, he needs help because, and then it's funny because I feel like he wants sympathy from people. Like, he really thought that, like, he was going to be like, yeah, like, guys, for my safety, like, I have to put this out here. Like, what are you talking about?
He's getting away with everything.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Guess what? His PR team's crazy.
Yeah.
We were just talking about it. Like, his PR team's crazy. Like, remember how long ago the homophobia thing?
Yeah.
That's
forgot it so fast.
Do you think they forgot? But he lost so much opportunity.
No, I don't
think
they forgot.
They came out and said that the LGBTQ community forgives the baby.
Oh, really?
Yes. I've never seen that ever.
A lie. Like, as soon as, like, the LGBT cancels you.
Because they run that shit.
Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know. Do you guys think he's going to get canceled for this one?
No.
I don't know. I feel it.
It's too small of a problem.
You don't think it's big enough?
I didn't even hear about it until today, so.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's getting bashed.
Yeah,
but see, who's he getting bashed by? He's getting bashed by
women,
you know, colored people, like, not really like
the big,
you know what I'm saying? Like, not like that, because he did say, like, that group literally runs a lot, like, in the whole, like, I want to say media wise, like, they run a lot. So,
who, white people,
not like LGBTQ white people. So, it's like a lot of that just kind of seems, and they don't really care about the situation as a whole. And like, didn't Denny Lay say that she was black and then she's not really black? So like, do they even claim her?
Like, that's even true. I feel like she's getting a lot of heat.
She blackfished too?
Yes, that girl ain't black. She is not.
She's not black.
She's not black.
I think like, she's
yeah, she's Latina. But like her, you know how like there's different like sections? Like there's white. Yeah, her parents are literally white.
What?
Yeah, and then she's there. N-word, N-word, N-word.
Mm-hmm.
They were.
So
yeah,
she's
6'9", but I swear they were like the right, like the Latino.
Like the indigenous?
Yeah, I swear they were.
Oh, no, nah, fam. Like, there's a picture of her parents and, like, they're white.
Yeah, they were, like, literally she from? Dominican. From
the, like, DR, like, yeah, right?
Yeah, Dominican. Exactly, yeah.
No, but, like, in the States.
There's a lot of Latinos
in the States. I have no idea where she's from the States. I just know she moved back to LA to live with the baby.
He's like, I don't know
that business. Cali, they say the N-word.
Yeah. I feel like in the States.
The States in general. It's a different New York.
Who in New York is it like that?
GTA?
Yeah. Oh, have you been to Brampton?
Do they actually?
Have you been to like Peel region at all?
That's like, true.
Brown not people, really Hispanic right. people, they all
Hispanic?
Say
no, I've never heard like really?
Yeah. yeah, some mans get bullied. Like they feel like they can walk up to me and say it.
Yeah.
And you
can I just look at them, I'm just like.
Well, that was like at a party last week. This tall brown guy, I thought he was black at first, and he was not. And he was dropping it like it was nothing. Yeah. And I was like,
water.
Yeah. Literally. And then when you page them, like they're so like,
they get mad at you for putting them in their place.
Ciao. I don't know. That whole N-word, I don't even know how, I'm tired. Like, it's like, it's not everyday fight. If you're not black, don't say it, period. Anyways, moving along.
It's not even hard.
It's not hard. It's I thought it was just me. I
barely say it myself in my own vocabulary.
Right? You know, like, it's really not that hard, but they just want to be part of the team. Anyways, next question, guys. Do you think it's fair game for men to make fun of women? Like they're like, okay, like, for instance, like, if a guy's like, you're short, and he's like, you're fat. And you know how, like, women are like, oh my gosh! Like, and then men are like, hey, I don't get it. Like, why do you guys get to make fun of us, but we can't make fun
I
of
do
you?
Think it's fair.
I think it's fair.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
But my logic, like, if you're gonna make fun of somebody, you have to be able to, like, take it back.
Yeah. That's
like, if you dish out, you have to take it back.
It also depends on, like, the level. Like, if someone hits you with, like, a soft insult, like, you're short, you would say, well, your mom's dead. Like, it's not.
Okay, well, to be fair though, who are you to say anything in the first place? Like, yeah, they whatever they want to reply with, they can say.
It's fair
game. You know what I'm saying? Not saying it's right, morally correct, but you don't know them. You don't know what they're gonna say. They can say whatever they want to say.
Okay, like, but what if like they go for your mom?
That's different. Moms is always different, but like
that's a different level that you
of
should.
Of course, but like. If you don't know them, then you're gonna go all your way to insult them.
It's fair game.
I'm not saying it's fair game, but you don't know what they're gonna say back. Yeah, like, why are they so morally correct to go ahead and do it, like the right thing in that instance after you started?
That's true. Away,
like, serious. Yeah. Have you ever seen the?
That's true too.
It smelled crazy in your tweet.
No.
Oh, I seen that still.
So like there was like a group of like these people dancing, and someone commented. I know it smelled crazy in there, right? And then a race war ensued. It was really big race war.
How did I miss this?
It was all over Twitter, bro. It was crazy. Yeah, it was like a month ago. It was mad.
It happens like every.
Yeah, every now and then. Like
so like it was a certain like racial group, I'm assuming, and they said, "Yo, it smells."
A black guy was like he replied to this group of Indians dancing. Mm-hmm. I know it's all crazy in here.
Ooh.
And then the quotes ate him up with just like racial obscenities I've never heard before. like they came with some.
You're going nuts.
They were going like
it was actually hardcore. Like
I've never heard some of the things
you could tell that like they thought about
they
it.
They thought about this 5 years ago.
Book for this. Like, even waiting for this day.
Like so, like do you think like it was fair?
I'm not gonna say it's fair, but like, what am I gonna say? And this is where you said something mad in the beginning, and then they said something crazy back. Like, I'm not justifying either side, but like,
I see what you mean.
You know, like,
but it's
don't,
like prepare for it.
Don't start something that could not go well at all. You know.
Yeah, that's why I don't really be making fun of guys, but I feel like guys get made fun of so much, and then when they retaliate, girls are like. excuse me, like, you're fat shaming.
Nah, like, I feel like girls just... get made fun of more.
You do? Nah,
all the TikToks of guys with towels on their heads and their shirts like this, like, making fun of
how. Are y'all really offended by that?
But that's not funny. It's actually funny. And I'm happening. That was funny.
It's just like, at the same, no, it's just like, if you realize it, like, you can change. Like, you know,
that's
you
what's so
liposuction's there, fam. You know what I'm saying? The gym's there, you know? Like, I can't change on 5'9". I can't change on 5'8".
Yeah,
you
so
know?
It's like, why are you coming at that?
Yeah.
So, okay, what about in the sense, like, when, like, guys, like, unprovokedly will be like, but you're poom stinks.
When does that be happening?
No, guys do that so... like, if a guy... Yeah, when a guy wants to... Girl, ain't nobody said that to me, but like they do that so unprovokedly. Like if they like if they're mad, they'll be like, "Well, your mom stinks." So like, is it fair game if a girl's like, "Okay," but I don't even think it's on the same level to be like, "Okay, well, your dick is itty bitty." It doesn't hit the same.
I don't know.
It doesn't. You can change how you're. You know what I'm saying? Like things you can change, things I can't change.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
So do you think
it's IG always wins? You know, like,
yeah, you know, like that's the reality. Like to counter that, even is like still hit always wins.
What?
Like you said, like if you're gonna go up and bring up like itty bitty whatever.
Yeah.
Still hit always wins.
Still hit?
Yeah,
See, like, we need to come up with something better because of it, like, nah, but okay. Okay, so what do you think about in the sense, like, of girls making fun of guys that don't have money? Well, you're broke. Like, is that just unprovoked? Or, like,
go get with somebody who's not broke. Don't be complaining about it.
Or no, like, I'm saying it, like, in a diss term.
Oh.
I think it's kind of funny when girls
say that. I don't know. Oh, like, well, you're broke?
But, are you broke on saying that?
Hold on. No. You still want eats, no?
Yeah. No, like,
go buy your own food, guys.
It depends on the context, though, because, like, one time a guy was like, I'll pay for your Uber, and I was like, with what money, though? Like,
damn.
Why'd you question it?
Why'd you say that?
If he has the money, he has the money. Don't question how he got it.
Bro, you played yourself.
I didn't, no, I didn't take but I was just like, it was kind of an unnecessary Uber. So I was like, what money are you paying for this with? Like,
girl, that was unnecessary. That was bully behavior. Okay. So guys, let me ask you guys, do you think you have to move a certain way? Okay, like, do you think that like you have to prove yourself that you're hubby material or that you're wifey material before a relationship?
No.
Right? That. Thank you. Like, that's just nonsense, right?
Why would you change yourself?
What?
I think on the woman's, like, not, like, women have to prove. I feel like it's the other way around. Like, I feel like, because I feel like women are type of, not type of, anyways, yo, like, I feel like.
Just say what you want to say, Michael.
Yeah, like, I feel like you guys look for the best option of the bunch. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, like, you look for a smart guy, good-looking guy. All these things that qualify hobby material before you even pick.
Ooh,
you know I don't know. Girls still be messing up.
Girls
I look back at my exes
that's
and
the,
I could
that's
tell
a good point. Stop. But you know, like you have to look at it from that standpoint. I feel like you guys do it innately. Like you don't take it in that you do that, but you do it regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And guys don't.
Nah, because whatever comes, man.
No, I don't believe that. I believe like guys, like when it comes to like wifey, they believe like. Like, I feel like,
honestly, yeah, some guys, you can see, like, you can tell, like, some guys that are, like, guys that take what they can get, and you can see that guys that actually, like, pick the type of girls.
But, like, when it's take what you can get, is that, like, sexual, or, like, in just in general, like, any?
No, it's just, like, some guys just have it harder than others, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
True.
So, like,
a lot of guys who are heavy material, too, are considered simps though. So,
and I hate that. Like,
hate
why
that
do you guys
so
move
much?
Like that?
Like, you have to be hard all the time, or you can't be nice.
Like, Michael said, don't come at me. No, but like, why do guys, like, I want to know, what's your definition of a simp?
Yeah.
Like, you're just doing the most.
But what's doing the most?
Like,
stuff like this, you're out of character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, it's like, realistically, it's only simping if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But why is that simping though?
Because, like, think about it, you're doing all this for a shorty that doesn't really want you.
But I feel
okay,
like simping, I feel like simping would be like
I think simping is just like compromising your own, like, not morals but your own ways of life for romantic gain. That's what I think it is.
Okay, so simping is more so if, like, you're acting out of your own character, basically what you said.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how you are. But what if a guy is genuinely, like, on some, like, that's just how he is. Like,
hopeless romantic.
Yeah, he's a hopeless. Is that still qualified as simping?
And then she gets to the point where she's got to really accept it. Like, you know, mm-hmm. they are what they are.
But why? Wait, do we think girls are simps? I don't think girls are simps that girls do the most for guys. We just call them dumb.
If you're doing the most for a guy who's not your, like, boyfriend or husband. Yeah.
But don't you think that's, like, needed, though, before you get in a relationship? Like, no. For someone to do the most for you, though?
No,
because really. Then it's like it's them acting, it's them pretending. Why would I want somebody who, like, is shooting so high, but in reality they're not like that?
Yeah, you don't.
That's why I don't tell guys my standards before I go out with them, because then they're gonna try to, like, fix themselves towards it.
Yeah, you don't know.
And then I don't know who they are. Repeat
that.
So I don't tell guys, like, because some guys will be like, "Oh, what's your standard? Like, what do you look for in a guy?" I'm like, I'm not telling you. Either you're it or you're not.
But how are you supposed to know if they're it if you don't tell?
Because you get to know them.
Yeah,
and if I'm telling you exactly how I want you to act and how I want you to, like, do this and this and this, or how to look, whatever, it's gonna change.
Yeah, that's the thing too. They act a certain way until they have you, and then when they have you,
it changes. Why would I want somebody to change, like, 5 months into a relationship when I rather see their true colors now?
That's true. I actually never really thought about that. I always thought that, like, yeah, guys should do the most.
Together. Oh, I think, like, they should definitely do the most. But,
like, too, guys,
that's the thing too.
Guys do the most to get the girl, and then when they have the girl, they're like, okay.
But that's the thing.
I feel like guys will get the most to get the girl, but once they're in it, I feel like the girl is doing the most once you get in a relationship.
That's so facts. True. That is. Yeah. Like, go ahead, Michael.
No, I don't think it's anything. I was just like.
Oh, like. Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I feel like that's so true, because, like, whenever, like, I have a guy that does the most to get me, like, I don't know why, but when we're in that relationship, I want to do the most back for him.
Yeah, because you're kind of, I don't want to say, like, paying, but in a sense.
Like, yeah, like, and it's low-key in a way, it's like, I want to keep you, so, like, I feel like you deserve, I don't know, is that wrong?
No, I feel like that's wrong, though. I feel like that's the way it should be sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, especially when, like, not guys do the most, but, like, obviously, like, he cares about you, so, like, and you should show in that, in that type of way. You should also, not you should, but, like, it's nice to see that, like, being done to you as well.
You want gifts too?
You know what I'm saying?
Do guys actually want gifts?
Yes. You want to feel nice too?
No. I'm not even. No, I know guys want gifts, but I'm talking about, like, random gifts.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
You know,
it's nice.
Like, actually, why not?
I'm not saying I'm.
That's like the equivalent of, like, you guys get random flowers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, you know, I never even bagged that.
That's, like, literally it, honestly.
Oh, okay, so how do you guys feel about, like, with, like, money? Like, do you think that, like, for more so, like, you should
as
be
a gift?
Yeah, like do you want your girl to, like, ball crazy for you, or, like, that doesn't really matter? It's a thought that counts.
I think it's more so a thought that counts, because like, I feel like I'm at this point where, like, obviously you can give me nice things, but, like, I don't mind making and getting stuff myself, you know? So, like, mm-hmm. if I really want something, I can get this, even if I don't want it as a gift, right?
Oh, okay, I feel
but, like,
you.
If you look and, like, you've heard something I say, like, you're able to actually, like, bang it, like, something I actually wanted, but I hadn't, like, gotten around to getting type thing.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean,
like,
yeah.
I'd rather have that, to be honest.
Even if you're bawling out for her?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, like, it's not necessarily, what do I really want that's not expensive?
Okay, men gifts are expensive.
Yeah. What's a man gift?
Like, okay, watch, like, say if I want to buy you a Kix, like, that's like three up.
Okay, but, like, men's can get,
like, that's true. But clothes, like, now clothes is expensive.
Clothes is a hit or miss too, though.
Yeah.
Like,
now it's pretty expensive.
Sometimes you're getting some, like, whack.
That's what I'm saying. It's expensive, but, and they don't even end up liking it.
Nah,
like,
it's not hard. You just watch how they dress.
Yeah, that's true.
You just cater to that.
I feel like I've always, like, always wanted to, like, buy, like, clothes for, like, a man, because, like, I don't know, I find that exciting. Like, you see how they look and dress, and then, hey, babe, like, I seen the sweater. It looks like you would like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, let's get to it. Two truths, one lie. Who wants to go first? Was y'all even thinking?
No. Yeah.
I know y'all wasn't, because y'all said,
I can okay, two truths and one lie?
Yeah.
Okay. I met one of the prime ministers. I have four siblings. And I have a cat.
I think the lie is you have a cat.
You have four siblings? Four siblings.
That's the lie?
I think so.
Okay, don't say it until everyone says it. What do you think that is? Zach?
You have a cat.
Prime Minister.
Which one is it?
I met Stephen Harper in a restaurant when he was Prime Minister when I was like 12. I do have four siblings. I don't have a cat.
I know you ain't got no cat. Why would you have a cat? Kim wants to go next.
I think I could go.
Okay.
Okay. I had my appendix taken out when I was 6.
Your appendix?
My appendix.
Okay.
I have 2 older brothers and I have a cat.
You don't have 2 older brothers. You have 1 younger brother.
Yeah, I think it's your brother still.
Yeah, brothers now.
I'm gonna go with brother. Yeah,
so. I just have 1 older brother.
1 older brother.
Okay.
Sorry, I exposed that. Okay. I remembered from last week.
Yeah, me too. I'm not gonna lie.
Listeners, that rejected.
Okay, I'll go. A guy in Miami tried to mess with me in the hot tub.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean, Zach?
Like, bug you, or was it like?
Oh, like mess with me, like nasty, yeah, like yeah. Like you know,
in a hot tub.
You're entertaining. Yeah.
And you were like you were
trying to
holler, and you were like,
no. Like, he was trying to, like, do stuff.
Trying to get you. In the hot tub.
Yeah, like, he was trying to, like, yeah. Play with the kitty in the hot tub.
Wow.
In Miami. One of Jake's friends hit me up.
Who's Jake? Who's Jake?
Drake. Yeah. And, I have like 11 siblings. I don't know.
The last one's definitely a cat because you took too long for that one. So,
so you think it's 11 siblings?
Yeah. One of Drake.
I think the first one.
No, I think the siblings.
Siblings? You think Drake?
No, the first one.
The first one is a lie?
What was that?
Miami.
You think that's a lie? You think siblings is a lie? You think siblings are a lie?
Yeah.
Siblings? What about you?
Drake.
You guys are right. Siblings.
Yeah. Okay. There's no 11 siblings that she doesn't know.
Siblings.
Yeah. Okay. Who's going next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
I played soccer in South America. I visited Germany and I lived in Ghana for 3 months.
Ghana.
Soccer. No, not soccer. What was the first one?
I played soccer.
Yes, soccer.
Ghana.
Soccer.
What was the second
one? I visited Germany.
Oh, the Germany one.
Germany.
Ghana. Which one is it?
I didn't play soccer in South America.
I know you ain't did that. Okay, which one do you want to go?
Can't even think. I played 4 sports growing up.
What ones?
Girl, you play 4 sports, okay.
I have 2 brothers. And I don't like cookies.
You don't like cookies. That's definitely the lie.
You like cookies.
Yeah, you definitely love cookies.
You've been munching on those.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the other one?
Girl, we know it's the cookie.
What was it?
I don't think he did it right.
The cookies, I'm sorry. I couldn't
think of it. Yeah, that's
okay. Good lie.
You said you didn't like cookies. I thought you said you did like cookies.
No, he said you didn't, yeah.
Gotcha, that's what I was confused.
I was born in England. I for 2 years. I lived in Germany for 3 years.
Why is this woman kind of hard?
I'm going with Japan.
England.
I lived in Germany for 3 years.
England. I think born in England.
Japan. I'm going with Japan.
What was it?
You were born in England. You lived in Germany for 3 years. Yeah. Yeah. You were born in England. You lived in Germany for 3 years. You lived in Japan for 2 years.
Say again?
You were born in England. You lived in Japan. And something about Germany.
You lived in Germany for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
So which one was the last?
Germany.
Oh, Germany? You're actually born in England?
Do you have a British passport? Yeah. Oh, you're so lucky.
What?
He can work there and doesn't need a visa. Ooh, he can go live close. There.
Oh, that's sick. Oh my gosh. I'm so
excited.
Okay, so the last segment of the night, facts or cap? And everyone you answer, I want an explanation, okay? Men lose weight easier than women.
Facts.
Wait, what did you say?
Facts.
Why do you think facts. It's facts?
So just like how like I started like studies on this, like just genetically men just like lift and gain muscle and lose weight easier.
Also, don't women like hold on to fat longer because like a baby?
Yeah. So you guys don't think that's facts?
Yeah.
Yeah, it most definitely is. Men lie more. Facts.
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 I feel like that's facts.
It's not,
no, lying is in the male DNA.
So is audacity.
That's not good. Because I'll bring up one story and it's Adam and Eve still. So you know what I'm saying?
What story?
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve?
Yeah,
what's he gonna do?
Why did they call it an Adam's apple?
That was the original lie.
That guy.
She wait, who she lied?
Eve.
How did Eve lie?
Why is it called an Adam's apple?
That was like the first sin.
Why is it called an Adam's apple?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's called an Adam's apple. You have to bear that, fam.
No.
I swear it's just to differentiate men at the time for women.
It don't matter. It's ironic. The Adam's apple is down in the throat. And
but y'all literally ate it first and then made the man eat it with you.
That was her first
but
sin.
No. But well,
y'all already a nature.
Y'all
don't
even. Y'all already didn't read the Bible ready.
What?
Like, I mean, y'all didn't even read the Bible properly because two twos. God only told Adam not to eat from the tree.
He said, y'all.
No, he said no. He didn't even create Eve yet.
But when he created Eve and Adam, I mean, were there, they said, do not eat this in my garden.
He said that to Adam.
She said it to
you. Make me pull it out right
pull
now.
It out because I'm telling you, he said that just
either
to
ways,
Adam. And Adam's do head.
So why are we?
Because why taken? Why
oh,
did that
answer the question.
Because the serpent told her that, oh, you'd become just like God. Or
so
whatever.
Take it in. And
so she knows not to eat it and she listened to the serpent.
If I'm God.
No, the serpent said, oh, eat the fruit. Like,
it wasn't
like God.
She was like hesitant.
No, she wasn't.
The serpent uses words to make her do it, bro.
No, he deceived her because he didn't deceive Adam because Adam already knew what Wagwan.
Adam knew.
But then why did Adam still eat it?
So you think that Eve didn't know?
She hypnotized him?
That's the love of his life, and she's the one. What are we talking about?
But if you know, big, you know,
accountability.
No. Who just said I was pulling it up?
I bet you didn't even take it back, baby.
Hold on.
So why are we using the Bible to decide?
Yeah, I don't even know how that relates to lying.
Men lie.
No,
wait.
This is the truth.
Facts. Wait. Like, do you have the actual fact?
Let's even look.
Whether
women are just better than hiding it. This is the truth, man.
Do men lie more than women?
Aren't men like more likely to cheat?
No, women.
Yeah, men tend to state bigger lies than women.
We're going from cheating to lying. You're stuck on one page.
Cheating is lying.
Okay, so that's actually our next question. Do women cheat more and know how to hide it better? Facts or cap?
Yes. Therefore,
I can say yes.
Men cheat more than men?
Yes.
You know, men, it's cheating is in their DNA.
Literally, it's because they get caught. Because they get caught.
Women
actually, no, that's true. Men are dumb when they cheat. They
no, but like
no, but think of it. Women are my age.
Lots of girls that have cheated.
You will find out
over these past 2 weeks.
I don't know if girls do it more, but they're better at hiding it.
Yeah, I can agree. I can agree that women hide it better.
Who slept happily with their boyfriend after?
So therefore, y'all lie more.
No, we don't.
No.
Hiding it?
You just said cheating is lying, right? And you said, y'all I cheat said, better cheaters and cheat
more. I said, I don't know. I said, I don't think women cheat more, but I do think they're better at hiding it when it does occur.
So there, so how do you hide it? By lying, no?
No, you all don't right, need to. No. You don't. Michael, you don't need to lie. You can just keep it from them. No,
lie of omission.
That's not lying. That is the lying. It's keeping the truth. Okay. Next, woman can't take the truth. Facts or cap?
Facts.
That is caparoonie. I want to know right now why y'all think that's facts.
This is bad stuff. But like, if you're like, oh, like, you know, actually, like,
no.
Don't look bad on me, and you know it looks bad on you. You would just want to convince yourself that it doesn't look bad on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like y'all lie about the smallest things, and you
keep going back to lying.
Y'all can't take
the truth, because when men approach women, the amount of times you have to either say, I have a boyfriend, even though you don't, so the guy doesn't get angry at you for solely not wanting to talk to him.
Wait, what?
Wait, huh?
Like, if I'm approached by a guy and they're like, let me get your number, and I'm not interested in them, most of the time, like, if you straight up say no to them, they're like, oh, why? And then they get angry at you. Versus if you're like, I have a boyfriend, then they're like, oh, okay. Because they can't take the truth that someone doesn't want them.
Well, I think that's more they can't take rejection over the truth.
But rejection is truth. Because you're not necessarily rejecting them if you say, I have a boyfriend. You're committed to someone else. Versus if you're like, I don't have a commitment and I don't want to be with you.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, you said that you have to tell men, oh, I have a boyfriend, because they can't take you rejecting them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So that's more like rejection.
And that's the rejection.
Isn't that the truth?
Nah, the truth is like something that's like differentiated by like a definite fact, right? So let's say that, like, I feel like when it comes to that, so when it's that type of case, it's more of like, oh, like, rejection is like not the truth, because they can, even though you have a boyfriend, you can still come back, you can double back, so that's totally different. So when that's totally different stuff.
Okay, but like, okay, like, for instance, it's like what Michael said, like, if you tell a girl, oh, you, like, it's like, oh, I don't think I look good in these jeans. And you're like, yeah, you don't. Like, girls,
but there's
like
a way to put it, and it doesn't matter which gender. It's just, like, you put it nicely or you don't. And that's how somebody reacts.
But you don't look good in it. You don't look good in it.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're not going to be like, oh, yeah, no, you look terrible.
You're not going to say you look like
shit. So, like, if you're going to be like, oh, yeah, hey, by the way, like, I don't think it fits your figure well. That's a better way to put it.
And you think women can handle that?
Yes.
Or it's like,
I'd rather somebody tell me I look bad than go out looking ghetto.
See, y'all rather have a man say, yo, you look good, than it being you look bad.
No, I want it to be known if I look bad. No. Like, let me know.
Or like, if they say, like, those other jeans look better on you, then you just wear the other jeans.
There you go. That's a better way.
Instead of them saying, you look guts.
You see how I have to alter it? You see how I have to alter it for you to feel better?
What?
I have to alter
it. But weren't you want me to say that to you, too?
But see, I can handle it.
I wouldn't just walk up to be like, that jacket, it's hideous.
Michael, what if you got a haircut? What if you got a bummy haircut and you were like, yo, do you like the fresh cut?
But if it was bummy, I wouldn't know.
I've had that happen. You were like,
they saw that, yo, that they did not do a good job.
Oh, I don't think I could. That would I would be like, no, you look great.
See what I'm saying?
Waste their hair. Hair takes longer to change. An outfit doesn't.
So wait, I have a question. Are men more sensitive about the hair? There was a study that shows that, like, men are actually more sensitive about the hair. Like,
are you kidding? Really?
Actually,
are you sure? Are you sure?
Because, like, bro, like, in my head, like, as soon as, like, you, like, get bald, actually not, because you're bald, you can still pull baddies. Ah, never mind. Yes.
No, girls are way more non-sensitive. Especially with, like, I don't know, like white guys versus black guys with their hair, like, all of them have short hair to an extent, or like they have a ponytail, but white girls versus black girls, and white girls are the beauty standard.
Like, no, but I'm just talking about in general though, like, not like by race. Like, apparently, like, they said that, like, men are more insecure when they have, like, a bad hair day compared to girls, because, like, girls could do more with their hair rather than guys.
But then if guys have short hair, is how can you mess it up?
Girl, I don't know. That was just a study I see.
Well, my lineup is over.
But you guys can still wear hats and stuff like that. Because, like, girls just put their hair in their, like, a ponytail, whatever, elastic bands, whatever.
But what if you can't wear a hat?
And they can do, like,
but what if you can't wear a hat to the event?
Yeah, like, you can't wear hats.
More times you can't wear a hat inside.
That's true. Yeah. But they still do it anyways.
Child.
Do-rags.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what, are you going to a wedding with a do-rag?
Oh.
It depends on the wedding, to be honest.
Sure. You know, that might actually be a okay. Anyways,
wedding?
No, like not like a.
Like I'm running like it's like a veil.
It's kind of
the veil just all.
Yo, okay, so next. Women are smarter than men.
Check, yes. Yeah. It's scientific.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Women are smarter than men.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Black women are like the smartest women on earth. Like,
period.
Wait, is it smarter or more creative?
No, smarter.
They're really? Also, they also think more critically.
No, like I heard more creative.
Okay, so then why do you think men are always like, want to be like, I want to make the decision? I'm a man.
Testosterone.
Patriarchy.
Oh, I thought it was because they genuinely think that they're smarter. Like, I always thought that.
Don't you hear like the same words like, oh, smart people don't brag about how smart they are?
Yeah. True. That's why I think Kanye West is dumb.
That guy's genius.
Genius.
Okay. Bigger shoe size means bigger buddy.
Yes.
No. Ooh, no.
So you guys are saying facts?
No. No, it's not.
You're saying cats.
Statistically.
Yeah.
I was going to say from experience, though.
Yo, fam,
yes.
The average shoe size in Congo is 9.5. The average penis size in Congo is like 9.
You think they're packing down there?
No. Like, it's literally a stat. Like, you didn't consider
it.
Packing
on. No, like, no.
That's
so nah, because it's a literal stat. Like, it's a literal stat. So, you can search it up. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We have a
Congo. Yo, okay.
He's waiting his whole life for that.
Wow, that's funny.
So, POM gets bigger with more buddy that goes through it.
What?
Like, okay, it stretches out. Yeah, like it gets looser, yeah.
No.
Facts or cap?
Oh, cap.
It does, but then it goes back.
No, cap. It goes through its original, like.
So it stretches out.
The only time it could stretch out is if you're with the same partner for a really long time consistently.
And he's big?
Well, yeah, then it, like, molds to that, but, like, but like if a girl gets with a bunch of guys, it doesn't get loose. Like it doesn't happen.
I heard that it doesn't even stretch like that much from when you lose your virginity.
No.
Ugh, guys are just extra. Anyways, guys, facts or cap?
I mean, it's obviously a cap, so
what was the question?
Poom stretches stretches out more with more buddy going in it.
Cap, I guess, I don't know.
Okay. So you think cap too? Okay, and last one. Facts or cap? Money can buy happiness.
Yes.
You guys actually think that's facts?
No, yeah, that's, I think it's
if we're broke, you're a sad guy.
Money, yo. Fix all your problems.
No, you can't survive in this world without money.
Yeah, I know. I actually, like, I can't stand people that say money can't buy happiness. I think that's capitalism.
I don't, but, like, you see people who don't have that much money and they're still, like, happy with life.
Are they really though?
Yeah. Are they really though? Or are they saying that? So like.
But what do you say to the celebrities then that like have all like all the money and they're still depressed?
Would you rather cry in a Benz or cry in not a Benz?
I'm shedding tears in the bed.
Yeah, like I'd rather. Oh, she broke up with me.
That's true.
That's
what,
the roof,
that's what my mom said. Ooh. She was like, "If you're gonna get your heart broken, get it broken by a billionaire, because like you can cry with a Versace purse instead of crying."
Yeah, just... mom. Little baby.
Who, little baby?
Yeah. Look at the girl.
What's her name?
Jada. She's on her all the time. She doesn't care.
She doesn't care because she's good. She said.
How many Birkins does she have?
I don't even know. That girl gets Birkins like it's
every day.
Every day. And like he just.
They're like almost 100K.
They start at 40.
I thought they were like 25. Wait, 40K that you could put down as a down payment?
Like the real good ones. Like,
yeah.
40K, they start at 40K.
Yeah, and she gets them like religiously. Like, he'll just be like, pick a color, any color. Yeah, she has a bear.
I need that kind of husband.
And he's cheating on you all the time.
Yeah, that's so
true. But I'll be happy with my Birkins.
So there's a whole video of like a porn star. and your man's clapping her like viciously.
Okay, here's the thing. Just because he cheated doesn't mean I'm not cheating.
Yeah.
No, but you're not cheating.
Why would I not cheat? If
no, like that's
like yeah, cheating. That's he the ultimate.
She's gonna drop you, and no more arguments.
No more arguments. He would drop you.
Yeah, because little baby. Yeah.
And if
little
you don't think he's not watching your movements, he's watching.
Yeah. Little baby flat out said with his big husky chest, he said, "If she cheats on me, I'm out." Yeah, with his big breath.
You can't cheat in that situation. You understand?
Yeah.
How much money is he giving me though? Like, is he giving me
a lot? Like, what she's getting, you're getting that.
Yeah,
I'll get that.
She like your she cool has. Yes. He bought all his baby mama's like, crib.
It's like that, huh?
Can't believe this. Okay, but like,
so money's buying happiness right now.
That's
right?
True.
That's true.
It's buying stability. Hey, it's buying something my parents can't give me. Okay, so I'm providing it for myself.
Okay, so what about guys? If you have a sugar mama or a girl that makes bare money. And she just cheats.
Nah, what?
Really?
You leave
and she's buying you guys cars and things.
Yeah.
You're
and
cutting?
I can't cheat back. Plus, you're full. I'm not going, guys. I'm not going, guys.
No, I don't believe that. You're you're flat out telling me a girl that can be like, like, here's 50 grand.
Nice girl.
And I'm, and I can't do anything.
Known that I'm just getting
ambitious.
I look like a waste, yo. Like, how would anybody take me seriously?
Wait, are we talking about physical cheating or like emotional cheating?
Yeah, the same like the way little baby cheats and nothing matters. Like you see, he just
so can I not emotionally cheat?
Yeah, you can.
Exactly. So that covers that, and then it's not like I'm not getting anything physical from him.
Why can't you cheat?
She's not doing that.
How do you know though?
That's not like
she's not doing that.
How do you guys know that? You know
what goes on behind closed doors.
Yeah, she's not doing that.
How do you know?
Do you see how happy she is on those like vacays? She's not.
She's living her life. I don't know.
She doesn't even have time to cheat. She's having too much fun.
That's true.
Oh,
what? I don't even think she wants to even jeopardize it still.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it's like
she can.
She's on cloud nine every day.
Yeah.
But if you get three knocked up, I would have to be.
That's true. I feel like
that's fair.
No, but see, literally, like, that's clean.
That's the deal. That's literally the deal.
No, it's not.
Guys.
Because little baby's so clean, though. He has one baby. He has two babies, but one was previous before Jada. He's not knocking up Bear
Gal. Exactly. That's the deal. He can do whatever without giving them kids. He can do whatever he wants without giving them kids, fam.
As long as he wears a rubber, too, because you better not bring nothing back here.
No, nothing's coming back to me.
Yeah, you got to wear rubber and no babies. Then,
she's telling him that?
Yeah, she probably is. She's definitely living her life, though. I'm not mad at her. I don't bash her, because back in the day, I'm like, you look dumb. But now I don't think that. I'm like,
You think she's looking at the hate comments?
She doesn't. She's so unbothered.
I don't even think she
brings happiness.
I'm telling you, because that girl's on, and her son is set for life.
Yeah.
So
it's a cute kid.
But
does she have to give birth to the kid to have all this stuff happening?
No, I think she just chose to have a baby. They were from time before he even blew up. They were together. Anyways,
like, are they married?
He was clapping a porn star.
Yes.
There was no video though, Michael. You just dragging it. There was no
video. I'm dragging this stuff. Yo, I'm a guy. Yo, so fans, like, think it in, like imagine that's there, like, and you're knowing it,
I don't know. It doesn't bother me that much. Like,
I think it bothers me the fact that, like, they're already in the industry. I feel like if it was somebody like outside of it, then that would have been fine. But I'm like, you just went to somebody who already does this for a job.
And he gave her like what?
She kind of knew the lifestyle she gave.
Yeah, I feel like when you date a rapper,
you know,
or a guy like that, you're set up to be like, he's gonna cheat. Like, there's no.
That's so messed up.
A lie.
But they still stay with them because of the money.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a trap. It feels like a trap.
Anyways, guys, let's wrap up the show with our shout outs and track of the week. I want to shout out all of you guys. Thank you guys for coming. And my track of the week is Closure by Summer Walker.
Shout out to my mom once again. Nice job. Can't go wrong. Track of the week is Cafeteria by Chase Bean Gunna.
Shout out to my mom as well. Track of the week is Life at the Party
My Kanye and Andre 2000.
My mama too. My track of the week is
Why by Roy Woods. Shout out goes to my mom and my sound, my music of the week. It's Supermodel by SZA.
Shout out to my roommate. It's her birthday tomorrow. She's 19. And my track of the week is Talk to You by Brent Fives.
Cool, cool. So that's all we have for today. We'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.